We're doing brachos. We're up to Daf Vav Amud Aleph, the two dots in the middle of the page. Tanya, we have another brisa that quotes Abba Binyamin. Abba Binyamin Omer, En tefila shel adam nishmat ela bebet hakneset. A person's prayer is not heard anywhere other than in shul. So obviously it's not to be taken literally, but it means that there's a level where your prayer is only heard in shul. Shenemar, as the verse says, Lishmo al harinav ela tefila, that God is requested. King Solomon asks him when he builds the temple, he says, well, you will hear the song and the prayer. And we derive from this juxtaposition, Bimkom Rina, in the place where you have beautiful song. You see, shul is supposed to be a place where you have beautiful song. Sham Dei Tvila, that's where prayer is supposed to be. So you see, it's supposed to go hand in hand. You want your prayers answered, that's the place to do them, in shul. Yes?
So what about when a man goes to a Bet Avel or to a...
They're losing. They're losing that merit. They might have to do it. Correct. Amar Ravin Baravida, Amar Rav Yitzchak, Rabbi Yavnes, and Ravida said in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu Matzui Bevet Hakneset. How do we know that God is found in Shul? Shneimar, as the verse says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adat Kel. God is standing in attendance, so to speak. He's waiting for the congregation of God, for His congregation. And how do you know that any 10 people that are praying, the Shekhinah is with them? That's the balance. On the one hand, in Shul, God's waiting, so to speak. He knows we're coming, He's waiting for us. But any 10 people, like Bezalel asked, if you go with a minion to the house of a mourner, or any 10 people that get together in davening, the Shekhinah is with them as well. Shneimar, the verse says, Elokim nitzav ba'adat kel, God is in the presence of the congregation of God. That's 10 people. How do you know that if 3 people are sitting in judgment, even though it's not prayer, they're sitting in judgment, the Shekhinah is with them as well? Shenemar, the verse says, Bekerav Elokim Yishpot, in the midst of the judges, God helps the judgment. How do you know that even 2 people who are sitting and dealing in Torah, the Shekhinah is with them? Shneimar, the verse says, then the 2 God-fearing people spoke to one another. What are they talking about? They're talking Torah, and God was listening. So if you're learning with your Chavruza, you should know there's this special concept that God is listening. Obviously, God's listening to everything we do, but there's a special concept of God listening to 2 people talking in Torah. The verse says, and he wrote it in his book, for those that fear him and those that value his name. So the Talmud asks, "Ma'ale choshvei shemo?" What does it mean, those that value his name? Amar Rav Ashi, choshvei shemo could mean those that value, like chashivut, or choshvei shemo could mean those that think of God's name. Choshev could mean lehachshiv, like chashuv. Or it could mean choshev, he thought, those that think of God's name. So Rav Ashi explains, from here we have an important concept. From here we learn that chashav adam lasot mitzvah. If a person thought to do a mitzvah, he wanted to do a mitzvah, v'ne'enas v'lo asah, and then due to circumstances beyond his control, he could not do the mitzvah. So that's called someone who thought of God's name. He thought of doing Hashem's mitzvah, but he was unsuccessful. He couldn't. Here we learn, Ma'aleh alav ha-katuv kilu asah. The verse considers it as though he did the mitzvah. That's when I'd get shiduchim and they didn't work. People would say, I'm so sorry. I'd say, what do you mean? You married me off. I'd have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. You know how many kids you brought to the world? And they'd say, what do you mean? I'd say, this Gemara. It says, if you meant to do a mitzvah and it didn't work for circumstances beyond your control, God considers it like you did it. You meant to marry me off, so you did. In God's mind, in God's world, you did. You did all these great mitzvahs. You have great shidduch, children, grandchildren. That's all in your merit. And how do we know that even one individual who's sitting and dealing in Torah, that the Shekhinah is with him, that God's presence is with him? Shneimar, the verse says, wherever you mention my name, wherever my name is mentioned, I come to you and bless you. So the Gemara says, okay, wait a second. If you have a verse that says even one person who's learning Torah, the Shekhinah is with him, so what do I need a verse that says two? Right? If God's there when there's one, obviously He's there when there's two. If I know that God's there when there's one, what do I need a verse for two? Two, they have a separate book that God writes down what they say. One person who's learning Torah, so obviously God keeps a record. On Rosh Hashanah, there is a book where every good deed we do is written, but it's not the special book of remembrance of two people's learning Torah. If two people, God's there, what do I need a verse for three? Because I might think three people who are sitting in judgment, that's not Torah, they're judging. Maybe God is not there. Kamash Malan, that's why I needed an indication that even in the presence of the court, where they're not learning Torah, they're judging. The dina nami ainu Torah, judging is also Torah. V'chimachad afilu tlat asara mibaya. If God's there when there are three, why do I need a verse for ten? Asara kadma shchina ve'atya. When there are ten people, the shchina comes in advance. God comes and waits for them to come. When there are three, tlata adayatve, but when there are three sitting in judgment, even though they're learning Torah together, God waits. When they sit down and they're going to start learning their Torah, only then does God's presence arrive. What's the difference if God's there first or we're there first? As we learn more Talmud, we'll see.